hard to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host and have been for many years, John Stadtmiller. It is Tuesday. It is a Mr. Chapman and Mr. Noel Day. Always like having these guys up. As one person once put it, there's a certain synergy there, and I do recognize that, and I do appreciate it. I hope you do as well. We'll open up the phone lines today, 800-313-9443. A lot of things going on with the economy out there. Of course, none of it good. We'll get into more of these sordid little details. And just keep in mind, folks, you know, there's no question that it is dumb. Okay, if you don't understand something, you want to know something, guess what? If you ask that question, there's 100 people behind you that didn't know the answer to the question either. So don't be embarrassed and don't think your question is stupid. We'll open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. After all, at one point in time, we were all dumb as a box of rocks. What have we learned over our lifetimes? Well, hopefully, whatever we have learned, we'll put to good use to stop the repetition of mistakes. You know, isn't it amazing? How does a human being critique human beings? Aren't we a little bit too close to the subject matter to really be objective? I mean, we can talk endlessly about ecology or whatever subject matter, astronomy or whatever. But how do we be objective about ourselves? Aren't we somewhat prejudiced? Aren't we somewhat protective? I can tell you one thing. You know, and all the birds and the bees and the animals of this planet are not affected by one thing, and that's human nature. Did Americans really think they'd be spared the same type of economic colonization that has been applied throughout the developing world under the rubric of neoliberalism? Well, the economy, especially here, folks, the American economy is barrel rolling toward Earth, and there's only enough parachutes for people like Dick Cheney and the gang. I want to get into a little bit on that subject with Bob Chapman today, because there's a lot of people, folks, that are making, did you know your U.S. representatives are heavily invested in, that's right, the people that have contracted with the U.S. government, even PepsiCo? Pause and refresh, folks. That's right. A lot of these. And so you could see, just maybe to protect their investments, that they'd want to see maybe the war in Iraq go a little bit longer or maybe even expand. Well, the American manufacturing sector has been hollowed out by cutthroat corporations who've abandoned their country to make a fast buck in China or Mexico. The $3 trillion housing equity bubble is quickly losing air while the anemic dollar continues to sag. And folks, you know, our deficit last month was $70 billion. And more importantly, the central banks only purchased a meager $47 billion in treasuries to shore up our ravenous appetite. And it's costing us $2.5 billion a day to run this economy. And nobody wants to touch the dollar. Could that be one of the reasons why there might be buying up treasuries, buying them back? because there's a lot of people out there holding worthless paper. Bob Chapman and Robbie Noel will be with us right after this.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Reports are coming in from all over North America about Wild MPG.
My 97 Honda Civic went from just over 31 miles per gallon to over 50 miles per gallon.
My 98 Plymouth Breeze went from just over 38 miles per gallon to over 77 miles per gallon.
My 95 Ford F-150 went from 12.7 miles per gallon to 33 miles per gallon.
It's not a hybrid.
It's not an electric.
Wild MPG is an inexpensive modification that gives you incredible savings, a cleaner engine, better performance, more horsepower, less dependence on foreign oil, and better gas mileage.
Far better gas mileage.
Find out more at wildmpg.com.
Wild MPG means more money in your pocket.
The Wild MPG kit is absolutely guaranteed to increase your gas mileage by at least 50%, or the cost of the kit will be refunded to you. Visit wildmpg.com.
WildMPG.com.
Welcome to the revolution in fuel economy technology. WildMPG.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All the years I've been doing radio, folks, I'll tell you what, I've never gotten in a position like this. I am tangled up. Robbie, are you there?
I'm here.
Mr. Chapman, are you there?
Maybe, if you turn up the volume a little.
Maybe if I turn up the volume. Okay, gentlemen, excuse me for about 30 seconds while I entangle myself.
can we talk amongst each other?
Only if you're good.
Let's get the knots out of the fishing line.
Because I got to ask about this, because I've been waiting for today all week. And Bob, you mentioned that you were going to have a chat with your friends down at Agnico Eagle. And I just wondered if you did have a chat with them, and what did they say?
No, I haven't talked to them as yet. We'll have to leave that till next week. But I did see the shares... a week yesterday on the close, and they were a bit weaker today. although not expressly so. They were off, Agnico was off 50 cents and Goldcorp was off $1.05, and most of them were off 50 cents to a dollar in the producers. And so, there was a preemptive attack on the shares yesterday and then it carried through to today, but actually, there's relatively not much change in them.
You know, the only thing that worries me about the miners, because I think we saw it yesterday in one of the coal companies, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but obviously coal is very energy intensive, and obviously even though this particular coal company had a better first quarter than it did a fourth, unfortunately, whatever gains it made were obviously soaked up by the higher energy costs. Is this something that we should be wary of when it comes to the miners when they bring out their first quarter results?
I think that the investment viewpoint on producing gold shares very simply is higher gold prices. And if we get them, which I believe we will, I think to an extent that the cost of doing business will be relative to irrelevant.
Okay.
Because in when all is said and done, the day will be carried by prices. Now, you've got to remember that these producers have spent the last 2 years cutting all the costs that they could in improving operations. So they've really had a good handle on this. So we can't look forward to lower earnings because of higher costs, because the cost problem has been approached. And on the other hand, gold now is higher than it was, not as high as it has been, but it may be that high again.
Yep.
Gentlemen, well, I am back. I got myself untangled.
There you go.
Gentlemen, by the way, I wanted to tell you, Mr. Chapman, your screed here on your Saturday edition of the International Forecaster is right on target. Folks, if you have not read the International Forecaster, you can get a flavor of this if you go to his website, theinternationalforecaster.com. But, Bob, you put this thing right in a nutshell, and I'm reading how, in your words, how all the wars of this past century, World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam, you name it, has been, by and large, for the enrichment of the, well, the elites in our respective governments around the world, but serving the bankers. And I'm looking at a story that was put up by Ann Flattery from the AP of all places, and I'm reading this, and I can understand now why there's some people in Washington, D.C., our seated Congress critters, that are having a little problem coming to a conclusion as to what to do about Iraq. Should we stay? Should we draw the troops down? Should we be there for the next 100 years? Well, here it is, folks. Members of Congress have as much as $196 million collectively invested in companies doing business with the Defense Department, earning millions since the onset of the Iraq War, according to a study by a nonpartisan research group. Not all the companies. Now, you think about Iraq, you would think about bullets and stuff like that. No. Not all the companies in which lawmakers invested are typical defense contractors. Corporations such as PepsiCo, IBM, Microsoft, Johnson & Johnson have at one point received defense-related contracts, notes the report by the Washington-based Center for Responsive Politics. The center's review of lawmakers in a 2006 financial disclosure statement suggests that members holding their holdings could pose a conflict of interest, gee, you think, as they decide the fate of Iraq war spending. Several members earning money from these contractors have plum committee or leadership assignments, including Democrat Senator John Kerry, Independent Senator Joseph Lieberman, House Republican Whip Roy Blunt. The study found that more Republicans than Democrats hold stock in defense companies, but that Democrats who invested had significantly more money at stake. In 2006, for example, Democrats held at least $3.7 million in military-related investments, compared to Republican investments of only $577,500. Overall, oh, this is a figure that I did not want to hear. 151 members hold investments worth $78.7 million to $195.5 million in companies that receive defense contracts that are at least worth $5 million. These investments earned from anywhere between $15.8 million and $62 million between 2004 and 2006. Bob, when I read this, you know, we're not in favor of the Afghan war or Iraq or soon to roll into Iran, but a conflict of interest, that doesn't even begin to cover this. We have over 73,000 dead Americans, folks, and look it up for yourself on the official government website, the VA website. Go look for it yourself, jot down the figures, and do your own addition. Well over a million Iraqis are now dead, and we've got people just cashing in off of the war. And Bob and Robbie, before this whole thing here, you know, people like to put little tags on it. Oh, it's the neocons. Oh, it's the quest for control of oil. No, it is not. That are the side benefits. Those are the payoffs. But gentlemen, making investments. I saw the Fortune 500 people several years ago talking about Iraq and what a business opportunity would be for Fortune 500 companies. That made me sick enough, but to start to see the breakdowns of these hypocrites, it pales in comparison to the term used, conflict of interest. This is just absolutely outright disgusting.
You know, the only difference between white politicians and black politicians like Robert Mugabe is white guys do it with a little bit more style, but the ultimate aim of the object is still the same thing, the plunder of the people's treasure.
Bob, I'm still...
There have been instances of this going back for centuries.
Yep.
And it's always been there. The moneyed class, who, whatever it may be at any given time, its center and bulwark being that of the Illuminati, are there to finance on both sides most all wars since the 12th century. And this is nothing new. It's just that the public continues to stay dumb over 1,000 years. You would think they'd pick up a history book and look at it and read it and try to find out why they're in the dilemma that they're in, but they just refuse to do it. They continually send their sons and daughters and grandchildren off to get slaughtered as cannon fodder for these evil people who walk around in suits, though that makes them okay. And they own all the judges, and they own all the congressmen, with minor exception, and the senators, and the ones that they don't own, they've got blackmailed. And it's going to continue until we stop it. And the American people, unfortunately, at this point in time, have no interest in doing so.
Do they know their economy,
their finances, to a halt and bring them to their knees, and they won't do anything about it. And until they do, they're going to continue it.
But do they know, Bob? Do they know?
They just don't want you to know they know. They're mentally lazy. They're gutless.
Well, I'll tell you.
But these people are, they're counting on that.
You know, I popped a cork on the air last Thursday. And okay. Did you happen to hear the program?
No, I didn't, but you wouldn't even have to explain anything more after that.
I keep Robbie so entertained.
Yeah,
And the reason why I launched is because, you know, we've been around for a while trying to educate people, and I watch growth patterns. We're not growing exponentially the way we should. And it ain't the programming. It's lazy people not telling other people where they can belly up to the bar, so to speak, and get their fill. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Last month, Mike Whitney wrote an article, "Is Cheney Betting on Economic Collapse?" Wouldn't you like to know whether Dick Cheney, where he puts his money? Then you'd know whether the deficits don't matter claim is just baloney or not. Well, as it turns out, and Kiplinger magazine ran an article based on Cheney's financial disclosure statement, and sure enough found out that the VP is lying to the American people for the umpteenth time. Deficits do matter, and Cheney has invested his money accordingly. The article is called "Cheney's Betting on Bad News" and provides an account of where Cheney has socked away more than $25 million. While the figures may be estimates, the investments are not. According to Tom Blackburn of the Palm Beach Post, Cheney has invested heavily in a fund that specializes in short-term municipal bonds, a tax-exempt money market fund, and an inflation-protected securities fund. Now, the first two hold up if interest rates rise with inflation. The third is a protection against inflation. Now, Cheney has dumped another, and this is estimated, another $10 to $25 million in a European bond fund, which tells us that he's counting on a steadily weakening dollar. So while working-class Americans are losing ground to inflation and rising energy costs, Darth Cheney will be enhancing his wealth in old Europe, as Blackburn sagely notes, not all bad news is bad for everybody. I mean, we're getting our pockets picked here, gentlemen. We're having the banks, and who was it, Bob, that just came out? I think it was yesterday, one of the leading banks in this country, mentioned again that, well, we're not going to be loaning any money out. They're still going to continue to cut the interest rates, and this is the rate that they loan to each other. They're buying up treasuries. They're fixing the game. What new information do you have on that front, Bob?
Well, they all have curtailed borrowing. They all are cutting back both commercial as well as individual lines of credit, and they're going to continue to do that. The loans that they're making, the spread between what they pay for their money and what they're lending at is probably in the vicinity of 4%. And so any loans that they make, they're making an awful lot of money on them from their point of view. I saw that information several months ago. And, you know, quite frankly, I've recommended that people who subscribe to the International Forecaster buy gold and silver-related assets, and if they must have cash, they buy Swiss franc government bonds. And so essentially, to an extent, we have acted the same way, and that's to an extent, that the vice president has, because we're protecting our assets. And that's what he's doing, too. He knows what we know. I mean, if he was smart, he'd have a pile of gold, and he probably does over in Switzerland, Liechtenstein, or someplace. And he doesn't get bothered by the IRS or the Treasury Department, because he's vice president. He's also a member of the Illuminati. And so he's following basically the same precepts that we are.
You know, it's amazing to me, the Bush-Cheney team, and I just saw a bumper sticker left over from 04. I almost told the guy to take it off his bumper, but he wouldn't understand, I'm sure. They've racked up $3 trillion in debt in just 6 years, while Bush has been partly responsible, in majority, of outsourcing 3 million jobs that aren't ever coming back to the shore, folks. You know, we need $2.5 billion a day. Now, the national debt, it supposedly stands at $8.4 trillion, while the trade deficit has ballooned to $800 billion, and that's almost 7% of GDP. And you know, we're out there borrowing. We have to borrow, folks, $2.5 billion a day just to make this government function, if you can call it that. But again, Bob, if they've got to borrow $2.5 billion a day, how long can they keep this up? They've gutted the economy. I don't think there's one person on this planet, short of maybe Ben Bernanke, that doesn't know that this country is in a deep recession and heading even deeper. But how long can these clowns keep this Punch and Judy show going?
Well, I've heard the same question for the last several years. And the answer is up to a certain point, but I don't know where that is. It all depends on whether somebody panics. Somebody being a central bank. And we don't know how far they're willing to go. Some of them will go all the way, like the hardcore of the Illuminati, which is the European countries. And Japan has been bought and paid for. But you're going to have others finally break away, like sooner or later the Gulf producers have got to do something. And I'm projecting in June, they're going to dump the dollar peg. They've got to. They have riots going on because of higher prices to contract workers from other countries. Most of the money that, most of the work that's done in those countries, to any great extent, is contracted from Bangladesh and places like that. And I think that they're going to have to drop that peg. Kuwait already has. And this could be the break that comes that takes the dollar down further, because they'll use a basket of currencies rather than just the dollar in selling oil. They'll drop the dollar peg for a basket, and that could start the avalanche.
All right, we got a break here. When we get back, gentlemen, I wanted to play this this clip. Probably one of the best short little films. It was on YouTube. One of the best short little films describing money and its relationship to this government. We need to put this stuff constantly in perspective so people really, really get it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right. Get a load of this, folks. There has been explanations, and then there are explanations as to money, the value thereof, and what's going on. This is a whole 5 minutes and 19 seconds long, but its beauty is in its simplicity and its explanation.
You and your family are going broke right now, and you don't even know it. When the gold standard was set in place, the price of gold remained a constant $20.65 per ounce. And this price fluctuated only one penny over the years 1833 to 1890. That means that for 57 years, the U.S. dollar was literally as good as gold. And that's how the United States currency was designed to be from the very beginning. The Constitution states that our currency was meant to be only gold and silver, to prevent exactly what's happening to the U.S. dollar right now. From the years 1891 to 1930, the price of gold per ounce was still very stable. The low was $20.58 per ounce, and the high was $21.32. And this means that between the years of 1833 to 1930, for a total of 97 years, the price of gold changed in U.S. dollars only 74 cents from top to bottom. Interestingly enough, the price of gold hit an all-time low during the Depression year of 1931. And many people believe this is done on purpose by the newly formed Federal Reserve to really twist the knife in the economy of the day. By reducing the total amount of money in circulation and thus making even the smallest amount of money very tough to come by. There is a common mistake by some people to think that the Great Depression is why the Federal Reserve was created. The truth is the Federal Reserve was in fact created in 1913, and this is well before the Great Depression. Since the Fed's creation, we've been slowly going off the gold standard, until finally, on August 15, 1971, President Nixon, one of the worst presidents in our country's short history, announced the United States would no longer redeem U.S. currency for gold. And this was the final step in abandoning the gold standard. What is important is to visually see the devaluation of the U.S. dollar since we were taken off the gold standard. Keep in mind, the price of gold really doesn't go up or move. It has historical value. It is extremely consistent. So instead of seeing this as the price of gold going up, you need to see this as the value of the dollar dropping like a rock. The price of gold has been flying right now. It has recently been as high as $1,030 an ounce, all the way down to $870 an ounce. And what I find most interesting is if you want to buy a brand new Corvette convertible in 2008, it would cost roughly $55,000. So in gold, that would be roughly 60 ounces of gold at the spot price of $930 per ounce. So at the time when gold was $930, you could basically take 60 1-ounce gold coins, cash them in, and buy that very same car. Inversely, if you remove inflation and the devaluation of the dollar, as if the U.S. currency was still attached to the gold standard, as it was originally intended when this country was founded, that same car being bought with the same 60 ounces of gold would have a gold standard value of only $1,200, or the same 60, $20, 1-ounce double eagles. So if that car price today is $55,000 and the gold standard value is $1,200, this means that we're sitting on roughly $53,800 inflation over the last 100 years for a $1,200 item. This brings the original dollar value to roughly 2 cents of today's money. I'm sure this is pretty tough to imagine, and some people can't handle this concept and will try and blow it off as incorrect. The fact is, this is what's really going on with our currency. Don't believe me? Try this one. Back in 1964 and earlier, a quarter would buy you roughly a gallon of gas. This is because the quarters made in 1964 and earlier were made of 90% silver and 10% copper. So the spot price of silver being $17.20 an ounce, this makes that quarter's actual value $3.11. So you can see that same 1964 quarter will still buy you roughly a gallon of gas today. And in case you're wondering, it takes about 5.5 silver quarters to make up a full ounce of silver. This is a fact. The price of gold may fluctuate with the value of the dollar. This doesn't change the fact that precious metals such as gold and silver have maintained their value throughout time. And the only thing that changes is the value of the currencies that are not tied to gold and silver. This is what the Founding Fathers warned us about and tried to prevent from happening with the Constitution. What people need to understand is that the excess printing of the United States currency is just another tax on the American people. It takes the value of the dollars that they have and makes them worth less in the long run. Meanwhile, you're still making roughly the same amount of money, yet the prices for everything from gas to milk are going up constantly, when in fact, nothing is really going up in price. It's the dollar's actual value that's been dropping and not prices going up. I can't emphasize this enough. If you like this video and find it helpful, please rate it and share your comments on the subject, favorite it, and most importantly, please share this video with everyone you know. I can't tell you how important this is. We need to let people know that they're losing all they work so hard for and they don't even know it. And only with your support and help can videos like this be seen by people that really need to see what's going on with their money and the economy of the United States. So please help support this channel and others like it.
And there, you know, I remember my brother-in-law back in 1971. He was a gearhead, a car creep, we used to call him. Got married to my sister. He had his 57 Chevy man that he built, had a 327 400 horse engine in it. That was his pride and joy. Well, later on, as he got established, he bought himself a Corvette. I remember, gentlemen, the day he drove that thing home, bought it off a dealer's floor for $5,200. It was the British Racing Green with a black leather interior, $5,200, and it was the LT1 model. Now it's $55,000 to buy a Corvette. Now, folks, you know, and during that, I mean, did you catch this? The price of gold from 1833 to 1930, almost almost 100 years, it fluctuated 74 cents. Robbie, I know that perked your ears up when you heard that one, because we're looking at a fluctuating gold market. It'll come down a tad and then shoot up, come down a little bit and shoot up even higher. And sure. Bob, you've said this before. Gold right now should be selling at least minimally $2,000, probably more like $2,300 an ounce. And when you start to put this in perspective, and I've said repeatedly that our dollar is worth about 2 cents. Well, there's my verifier right there. We do some math and make up for inflation and do all that other stuff. Actually, it's the devaluation of the dollar. But here's the thing. Since 2000, George Bush has farmed out over 3 million jobs, never to return to this country. When was the last time you people got a raise at work? And in the meantime, things are going right through the roof. And we've got our own members of Congress cashing in on some of the biggest deficit-draining apparatuses this country has ever seen. Gentlemen, Bob, I'm half with you on this subject, that those that know but aren't saying. I don't know that they do. I don't believe this. I still believe that over 90% of the American people in this country do not know about the Federal Reserve, do not know the money system and how the game is played. And if they don't know that, how then can they make up their mind about anything?
Well, I believe that the percentage is higher than that. I don't think it's 3% who know. I think it's probably more like 30% who know. But the others cannot be faulted for not acting on it if they don't know. And not everybody is mentally equipped to understand, nor do they have the inclination or time to listen to such a program. And I might say that the video that you just played was really terrific, excellent, very conservatively stated, and it tells it in a nutshell.
You left out one part, though.
What's that, Robbie?
From 1933 till 1975, even though foreigners could redeem their currency for gold as opposed to the dollar, Americans weren't given that luxury.
You're absolutely right. And as far as foreigners are concerned, it was only foreign central banks that could, not individuals.
Individuals, yeah, absolutely. De Gaulle's famous statement, we like you guys, but keep your dollars. We want your gold.
Well,
and to answer your other question, I think the people that know can be represented in the percentage of the populace that supports Ron Paul. That's your percentage of people in the know.
Could be. Could very well be.
That's a good way to put it, Rob.
And we've been educating people for a number of years, but we have been, and Robbie, this is the whole point of me doing that program last Thursday. I felt guilty about banging people up here for all of maybe 4.5 minutes. Because I'm here to tell you folks, being in the communications industry, being in network radio, we track numbers. We watch very, very, very carefully on who's listening and, well, who's not. And I've got to tell you that I am not overly impressed here with the amount of people that are educating themselves, and that's what this forum is all about, is education. That's what the whole thing is geared to, that direction. And people are on this network bringing you information that you will not and cannot find on mainstream networks. And Robbie, when I say I came uncorked, I warned people, I said, you know, there's some of you out there that are doing everything that you possibly can. You are taking this seriously. You see where this is going. The others, for whatever reason, sitting back, letting too many other people carry the load. And you know, I refer back to human nature. We can be a lazy lot. But this is the final game here, folks. We're talking about a country that's a little over 230 years. And you must ask yourself, how did we become so big, so fast, so rich, so quickly? To go from the greatest nation to the on the face of this planet to the greatest debtor nation on the face of this planet. And we'll just refer back to Bob Chapman's statement on the Illuminist. These people have been around for quite some time. They are masterful at deceit and deceptions. And this is exactly what they've done to us here. And for the life of me, gentlemen, if you will, just ride with me here on a fantasy moment. That we have honest money in this country. That we have people that aren't sitting on the Capitol Hill that are cashing in on people's misery. That we don't have a president that it's up to his eyeballs in the Illuminist and one himself. And that every person in this country gets an even break. In other words, if you want to put forth the effort, you get in return the effort that you put in. Take the friction out of this life. We're masters at creating crisis, both major and mini, for ourselves. But that was the idea of this country and its founding documents, to stave all that off. So we had a continuum and a success throughout the years. They have taken this and put it right in the toilet. And they're flushing it as we speak. And this is never going to return, folks. Let me tell you something. Let me give you a little future history past. This country goes down. Freedom on this entire planet will go into the darkest ages you have ever seen. It's going to make the dark ages look like the illuminated periods. Bob, I just can't stress this enough, that people have to start getting more involved. And I'll give you a classic example here. And then I'll shut up and let you guys talk, because I know I'm going to get an email or a phone call. Why don't you shut up and let the experts talk? What am I? At any rate. When he laughs like that, pull his mic down. He just enjoys this too much. At any rate, I'll just shut up now. How's that?
Well, let me just say, it is through great personal restraint that I don't lose it on a daily basis on my show.
Well, you did the other day when you had this preface by saying that he respected you and then promptly dug his spurs right into your sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's good to come uncorked because it's passion. It's from the soul. It's from deep within inside. It's illustrative of the frustrations that we all feel. So it's good. I encourage it, actually. I should do it more often.
Well, you
know, because maybe then people, but I can understand your frustration, because when I listen to the other so-called conservative talk show hosts on the major networks, the Rush Limbaughs, the Sean Hannitys, the Michael Medveds, the Michael Reagans of the world, these people who pull in 20 million listeners, allegedly, these people have been wrong about every single thing that they have supported in the last 10 years, and why people still support them just rubs my craw.
Well, there's money to be made. There's advertising surrounding that. There's a lot at stake. But, I watch...
You guys, they're acceptable.
Yes.
They have been anointed. They are allowed on major networks. They are among their peers. We are not let in because we tell people the truth. And you can't do that.
But my point,
Bob... And so
we're
always going to be on the outside.
But, Bob, one of the... What is the first casualty of war? The truth?
Truth.
What is the first casualty in a country that's being oppressed, taken over, turned into a police state, bankrupted, popped inside out, and due for the execution? I mean, this is where my frustrations are, and they have been. Folks, I haven't really uncorked on this radio program yet. You may or may not believe that, but if I were to...
Do it on Wednesday.
if I were to relate my true frustrations... I mean, I'd blow the speakers out of your radio.
Should do it.
Well, but...
I'll make a commitment to do it, because I'm getting really close.
Are you?
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm right there, man. I'm standing on the precipice,
well,
ready
wait
to
a
leave.
Minute now, I am not close at all. And the reason why is that I'm doing 20 programs a week, so I have plenty of time to get off.
It keeps you occupied. Well, and folks, you know, this sounds trite. It sounds so simple in its conception that, you know, people just seem to ignore it. Word of mouth is the best advertising in the entire world. And I'm kind of a buff of history, and I have never seen a country so needy of a shot in the arm, you know, some plain talk and some truth injected into their lives. And this fear, this whistling through the graveyard that people are doing right now, I can only say that it is human nature. You know, when the Founding Fathers penned the Constitution, they were using lamp oil, and they were using candles. They weren't using ballpoint pens. They were using quill pens and inkwells. Well, what is the one thing that has not changed in the couple of hundred years we've been around? Human nature. What has not changed in millennium? Human nature. That's why the founding documents of this country were so important, to put this at bay as a reminder to everybody how business should be conducted. Well, you see what happens when the tyrants ignore that Constitution. 800-313-9443. No question too big, no question too small. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had a 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
So everybody is cashing in. Everybody's cashing in. Everybody's filling their bags full of their lifeboat money. In the meantime, what's being sacrificed is the common, ordinary working man and woman in this country. And I guess, Robbie and Bob, that's the epicenter of my frustration. that we know what's going on, we know why they're doing it, but there's a lot of people left that don't know. And Robbie, you know me well enough. You've known me how many years now?
A couple of centuries.
Seems longer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we're not doing this for fame or ego or, you know, we're not cashing in. Folks, if you want to get rich in this country, don't do radio. I'm here to tell you it's a drain. It is not a cash maker. It is a fun sucker-upper. But we are obligated to do this. I feel personally obligated to do it. And we will continue to do it as long as we possibly can. But my God, folks, we need some help. Don't you want your children and the successive generations yet to come? Don't you want them to enjoy at least part of what we had during our lifetime? Don't you at least want that for them? This is what keeps me awake at night. It's just the foolishness of the average American out there. And it just, when I find these people, well, you're just criticizing America. You know, if you don't love it, why don't you just leave it? No, can I pack you up and send you off someplace? You know, I swear on my mother's and father's grave, if I have one more person look at me in my face and say that, I'm going to take their teeth out. I'm going to hand them their enamels. This is incredible.
Yeah. Well, you know, our RBS capital management senior analyst came out today and said over the next 12 to 18 months, we will see 150 banks fold in the United States of America.
150. How many banks do we have?
My number is higher.
What's yours?
Is it higher?
Yeah, between 200 and 300 and probably 250 to 300. And some of them will be absorbed by other banks, but most of the smaller ones will be allowed to go under.
Now, let's get on that trail for a second here, Bob, because I've said this before. I mean, you keep watching, not only in banking, which is a corporation, but you watch other corporations and them absorbing. Those that have some wealth left are out there to buy up whatever. This is now a buyer's market, not a seller's market. This is a buyer's market. And now, Bob, they can put a happy face on this as much as they want. The real problem, the real Achilles heel for the Fed Reserve, as well as any other funny money banking system that's operating any place on this planet, is the people's faith in their credit monopoly. If that becomes shaken, then they're in real trouble. That's when you start to have runs on banks. That's when you start to see the stock market really take a nosedive. Are they going to be able to put the happy face on 250 to 300 bank failures? Are they going to be able to absorb all of it? Are they going to be able to keep borrowing, what is it, $35 or $37 billion a day, every single day from the Fed, to keep this ruse going?
Well, the U.S. will continue to guarantee the money, and the Fed will continue to dole it out. And if you remember in 1990-91, we lost 250 banks. So it's doable. And so expect that to happen. But what happens after that is going to be of great interest, because the leverage that's being used today in markets, or has been over the past 10 years, and particularly on over the last few years, has been astronomical, something that wasn't there in 1990-91, something that wasn't there in 1929-33. And so we have a whole new ball game, which is larger and more vicious than previously. And I think this time it is going to hit them.
All right. We'll take a break here.
You know, as we go along here.
Bob, we got a break. Top of the hour. Second hour coming up.
Gasoline prices.